Right, welcome back to another episode on Amplified Impact. Today, I'm so excited for this series of Becoming Limitless. And if you haven't caught on by now, most of my collabs here are from meeting extraordinary women around the world at live events. And so while Caitlin is someone that I have known for some time on the interwebs, last year I went to Fempire. It is this amazing live event that happens twice a year in Denver, Colorado, or the surrounding areas that you should definitely go and follow. But today I have Caitlin Marie, and she is the founder of Nurture Marketing, online business consultant, business coach. She is a collaborator and someone that I'm really excited to get to know. Her vision is helping other businesses to nurture themselves, growing a business that nurtures themselves as much as they nurture their businesses. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi, Amber. Thanks so much for having me here.
I love starting with your story. Who are you? Why are you here? How did it happen? We don't have all day, but I can't wait to get to know you.
Just go into a little tidbit about it. I think, to keep it also in alignment with what your audience members know about me so far, I focus on helping business owners build a business that they love, that is designed with systems and strategies that align with them, and that rather than draining them and working against their energy, they work with it. And I, as much as I can make a long story short, will say that I graduated college and I had this big idea. I'm from New York originally, and I had this big idea of working in Manhattan in the publishing industry and the whole vision of, like, being that girl, the it girl in Manhattan. And when I graduated college, one of my professors was like, "Publishing is really hard to get into. You should just be a teacher." I was like, "That's definitely a no for me." So I wound up being a bit of a self-starter and deciding to write, illustrate, and publish a children's book. And my goal was to, get into the publishing industry and also to give back to a cause that I deeply cared about. The book was for my younger cousin, and I was so passionate about it that I went wild learning about marketing. I started like a book tour and campaigns, and I created partnerships and collaborations and all of these things because they just came from my heart. And next thing I knew, I met my first mentor, and he was like, "You need to start a business. You need to do this. I'm gonna hire you. I'm gonna mentor you." A year later, I met my second mentor. He had a startup. He hired me full time. Also, supported me with mentorship. And at a certain point, I was like, "I just don't think this is totally it for me. I want to do yoga. I want to do this. I want to kind of be free." And he was like, "Start the marketing agency." I again didn't really listen. I started the yoga business. I filled out my one-to-one yoga business working with children and adults with physical and cognitive disabilities. And I simultaneously continued to have people being like, "But can you help me with my business? Can you help me with my marketing?" So in time, that evolved to blending Ayurveda with business and creating a methodology of analyzing people's doshas, their unique energetic and genetic blueprints, and then helping them design businesses that worked with their energy rather than against it. The ball kept rolling. We did start the marketing agency eventually. Now we're 2 years into the marketing agency. We're 6 years into coaching, and here we are.
I love this story so much. Like the signs that we just keep getting and we don't listen, but we just keep going, right? Like just keep taking action. And what I really thought of like as you're sharing this story is like another person, like they're mirroring back to you, and it's like this like in what we know is like you becoming this limitless force of like you can keep going against it or you can move into it, and now you get to have impact in a similar but yet different way, and utilizing really what you learned in your yoga business to help other clients. Like, you didn't just start out as a marketing business, you started out as a heart-centered, impactful business that turned into what you always knew you were going towards.
Yes. Yeah. And I think in order to be limitless, we have to know the limits that we put on ourselves, right? And in that story, the greater details of it are every time I was invited to start the business. I mean, the first time I was probably 22, maybe 23. I didn't come from a family of entrepreneurs. I had all the stories of, I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not bold enough. I had a lot of anxiety and I struggled with depression when I was a teenager. And so I was afraid that it would create those limits on me if I went that route. Until over time, I just kept getting proof that it was the limitless path, that it did create the freedom that I wanted, and that it also connected me deeply with my purpose. Whereas previously, I was like, oh, marketing and business are so like bad, they're manipulative. I'm sure so many people listening have that experience when they're, a healer and a spiritual entrepreneur, and they're going into sales and they're like, oh my gosh, what if I'm telling someone to do something and it's not for their highest and greatest good, right? We have all those stories. And I had those until I got to a point where I was realizing that I had broken into the yoga industry, and it was very quickly that I built a successful yoga business. And I had other peers who were struggling to make ends meet. I remember meeting with another yoga teacher and she was like, yeah, like I just eat ramen noodles all the time, but that's normal for yoga teachers. We don't ever make enough money. And I was like, I don't eat ramen noodles all the time. And I started realizing that that wasn't the case for everyone. And actually, that's where I needed to step forward and help people so that they could help more people.
Yeah, and it's such a good reflection too that we are limitless until we limit ourselves in whether it's a story that we've adapted, spiritual entrepreneurs, we shouldn't get paid for this, healing should be free, the layers stacked upon layers. And what I have found, especially being in the yogic industry for over a decade, is we should do it for free. We
Yeah.
shouldn't get paid, but it's like we as yogis dedicate dozens of hours, thousands of hours, and a lot of money to learn these things. But where does that money come from? Because that limits us in our ability to reinvest into ourselves. And so the limitation on selling being bad and selling being wrong and selling being too much and the other stories that we tell ourselves on, like, can I show up and sell? And something I always told my clients when they were, how do I grow my yoga business? It's like, take what you teach in your yoga classes and let it be a sacred invitation on the internet to just share what it is you're like. If you're just teaching yoga, that's exercise, right? But like, if you're actually teaching yoga and what yoga is, then you're not just teaching exercise, you're teaching something so much more than that. So then how do you turn that into marketing that's like from the heart? And so I really love that you tapped into those like limitations of what it is that we put on ourselves. And is there a moment in time, because I know someone listening, they're like at the threshold of like, I've been told to do this, whether it's raise their prices, launch this program, quit working with this person, travel the world, whatever it is, they're limiting themselves because of a story in their head. How did you finally decide to stop not listening to where the universe, God source energy was guiding you and go and open just 2 years ago your marketing business?
Yeah. As you're speaking, one of the things that I'm thinking about is a really powerful perspective shift of when you're limiting yourself, you're also limiting everyone around you, right? When you're limiting yourself from
Mm-hmm.
like serving your offers from the speaking toward like your premium pricing for your offers, you're limiting other people because you're assuming they don't have the power. You're assuming they don't have the resilience. You're assuming they don't have the brilliance to create whatever they need in order to make it happen. And so I just wanted to throw that piece in there. And I think, you know, when I started my marketing agency specifically, I'd already built my coaching business. And the coaching business was doing really well. And I was like, or I'd say it was like doing good. And I was in a place where it's like, there's more to do, right? It was doing good, but there was like greatness on the other side that I was like, what does that get to look like? And I kept getting those pings over and over. And then I kept thinking back to my mentors who were like, start the agency, start the agency. And I actually did a lot of meditation, did a lot of breath work. You know, I leaned into my practices in order to recognize what was stopping me. And one thing was I didn't have a name. You know, like so like I don't know what the name is, which is also just an excuse. Like you could pull any name. Like at the end of the day, it's really not the most important part about it. The most important thing is that you start it. And I realized that I had this limitation on myself that I couldn't do more. That if I did two businesses at the same time, and actually when I went into those ceremonies and those practices, I actually saw that there was a third business that tied all of them together. And I was like, that's insane. Like, what kind of person has three businesses? Does that? What kind of high achiever does that? And I kept bumping up against this old story of, if I said yes to this, I would burn the candle at both ends and I would fall back into anxiety or depression or burnout. And I worked with one of my coaches and I told her this, and she immediately just like dropped in to her channel and she was like, whose voice is actually saying that? And immediately, like, oh, my mom would always tell me I was burning the candle at both ends. So I'm hearing her voice, not my own. And I love my mom. She's like my best friend. She's the sweetest woman in the world. There's no shade. There's no good, bad, or right or wrong. It was just how I was using it. And in that way, I was using it as a limitation instead of, you know, flipping it and changing the perspective. Like, well, if that is the concern, then I can't build a marketing agency how other people would teach me how to build a marketing agency. Because traditionally, and I've had mentors in the agency realm, and traditionally, most marketing agencies are built on the perception of if you're starting one of these, the first 5 years, you're going to work 12-hour days. Just put on the seatbelt and get ready. And I was like, I love puzzles. Let me figure this out. And I did, and I got my first client like very pretty much exactly when I decided I was going to do this. I got a client and I was like, okay, great. We're going to get her onboarded. And like 2 weeks later, I had my first employee. I started handing things over to the first employee. I got the next client. I did the same thing where I was continuing to like know myself. I mean, like, I'm a projector. I oversee things. I'm in like the strategy. I can't be in the doing. And so I continue to hire people who had the energy to be doing and the excitement to be in that space of doing, and continued to keep myself in this space where I was working like 3 or 4 hours on the marketing agency, 3 or 4 hours in the coaching business. And it was like the most empowering thing possible because, again, it was like all these stories. And I got to sit there and be like, yeah, that's not my story.
Yeah, and something that I found even that you threaded through, like the story of your mom and what she said to you, is like your perception of burning at both ends, because maybe she didn't even mean that in a bad way. And the same way, like the perception that we have of like yoga teachers should be starving, healers shouldn't get paid. And it's like the limitation really is just the mind stuff, the mind chatter. And you're like, how did I make that move? It's like you connected to God source energy through breath work, through yoga, through meditation. And everyone has their own unique practices. And if you don't, you need them because it's not like a formula in becoming limitless. It's like being in your body. And so, what takes you out of your head and into your heart and into your body for why you want to do these things? And for you, it was like, I want to be free. So, as a projector, you're like, I'm going to hire out so I can keep my freedom and not get exhausted and not get anxious and not get depressed. It's like, how can I do this and not go against? Because when we think about like scaling, right? I had a mentor say to me once, like, why don't you want 6-figure months? And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And she's like, there's a part of you that is resisting that. And it's the perception in my mind of what I think it would take to get there. Just as you were mentioning, the perception that you had, if I start my marketing business, it's going to be 12-hour days. And you're like, I'm not willing to sacrifice my freedom and how I feel in my body. And so for you, I really loved how I just like saw this common thread with like limitless. And it makes sense. I just saw your Om tattoo on your arm. And I'm like, oh, of course we both have Oms on our body. It
Yeah.
makes sense. So
I saw
what?
your story yesterday and I was like, oh.
Twinsies. For you, like being in the yoga healing industry and going into the marketing coaching industry, like what do you see? Because for me, what I've noticed since being in the coaching industry 5 years and being in yoga for the last 14 years now, it makes me feel old, but is I didn't realize for me that yoga was a somatic embodiment practice until I started studying somatics and embodiment. And I was like, oh, I've been doing this for almost a decade and a half. And I didn't realize that was something that really helped me in like the game of entrepreneurship is like, I know how to get out of my own way. And also, like you said, mentors help you to get out of your own way and like collapse that time. But I'm curious for you, like, your embodied clients and then your disembodied clients, and like you weaving them together, knowing yoga and meditation and breath work, and also knowing the challenges of being an entrepreneur. Like, what are those synchronicities that you see in these two industries that I had no idea we shared?
I know it's actually like kind of a secret, but I still sometimes will teach yoga, like just as a sub, and it's the most fun. I tell people all the time, I'm like, literally, I could pay you to let me teach yoga because that's how I feel about it. Because it is such a embodiment, and teaching it is, I feel like, a 10x of the embodiment many times. But yeah, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about like what I was seeing when I was teaching. I was teaching full time, but I also kept having people come to me for marketing. So I also had like some freelance gigs with people, and those people were actually yoga students, oftentimes, who had businesses that were very traditional businesses, and it somehow. I never promoted it. I don't know how it happened, but people kept being like, wait, you do marketing? Somebody told me you do this and da da da. And so I was like, yeah, sure, let's do a retainer. Cool. And then, like I said, I had all these, fellow yoga teachers, and a lot of them were like, I'm so burnt out. Like you could just tell that they were in a place of reactivity rather than response, because they were going from one class to the next class, to this studio, to that studio, to this, to that, to that, to that, to picking up their kids, to then making dinner and then going back to the studio. And it just created all of this like upward energy. In Ayurveda, that's like the vata, the air and ether energy that can be showing up when we have like anxiety or like loss of appetite or like kind of brain fog and rapid thoughts. And on the opposite spectrum were these business owners that were very traditional, who were very fiery, who like really struggled to avoid burnout, to like take care of themselves, and to believe that there was space for both. And so those were kind of the two archetypes that I kept seeing, and I was like, wow, if we balance these things out, how beautiful can their lives be? And so when it comes to supporting people in that transition, I think it's like really taking that whole human perspective of, yes, we're going to talk about your business, but also, what's happening on a daily basis for you? Like, how do you feel mentally, emotionally? How's your appetite? How's your sleep? Because these are all symptoms of your daily activities. And if your business is like, say 60% of your week, right? Is that my math is not great for me, but I think 60%
You're about right.
is for some people it's 80%. But yeah, so taking that perspective and then asking the questions of like, well, how do we create balance? And what does balance look like? And what does harmony look like? And what does your best life look like? Like, what do you actually want? And then working through the pieces, like you said, of that embodiment and that mindset and perspective of allowing yourself to, rather than focus on the limits, focus on how you can create this limitless approach.
Yeah, and definitely like how I feel too is like, how can it feel so good in my body? How can it feel so good in my life? Because I don't want to build a business at the sacrifice of either of those. And I definitely have before. So I love that that also is your approach because obviously, nurture, right? It's like, how can I nurture myself? Because the more you nurture yourself, the more your business is able to produce. It's like your business is only limited by your capacity to hold more in your business. And if you aren't sleeping well and if you aren't eating well, like there's like direct signs that lots of traditional business or marketing coaches wouldn't ask you, right? And so you think you need a new strategy or better marketing or better messaging, and actually, really, you just need more sleep, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I also love that you're saying this as you're rocking your little girl. And, it's just like full circle. I don't know if you're going to have the video or just the audio. So I had to say that. Like, I think that you're a really beautiful embodiment of holding all the things in a really balanced way. And the other thing I would add to that is, like, on one side, we have like really traditional business that is not going to look at those pieces. But then I also think that there's like the pendulum swing in the other direction where people are like, you're out of alignment and you're like, you're not sleeping well. That's why your business is trash. And it's like, we also can't like shame people into success. We can't expect alignment 24/7 either. Like, life will throw things at you that's meant to kind of take you a little bit off course so that you can kind of pop the bubble and see life differently and learn more and grow more. And if we don't have those natural, like divine interventions or challenges or struggles or whatever you want to call them, health issues, personal life issues, like business issues, then we don't actually get to grow. And so I also want to like invite that into the conversation because I don't want it to be understood that like you're supposed to be perfect all the time either. And I think sometimes the pendulum can swing in that direction of like you should always be living life as ceremony. Like, yeah, it's the goal. And also life happens and it's allowed to happen and it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, and I love that you bring this conversation too. I will just say, like, those of you that are listening only to the audio, Ella is always with me. And I'm like, this is the untraditional way that it's like, she just wants to sleep on me. And like, if I have a babysitter or someone to watch her, she's gonna struggle. And then that takes my nervous system completely out because I can feel her struggle. So it's like, my calls might not only quiet, I might not always be still, but like, this is for me, like, her to be in these conversations just makes me feel so happy. But what I was gonna say about what you were saying is like, yeah, it can be positive toxicity. It can be like never have your nervous system dysregulated. And in yogic philosophy, they have lila, divine play, be ready and prepared for when shit hits the fan, because shit will hit the fan. Things will come up. A launch will bomb. You will not sleep during certain seasons of your life. And so it's like, they also say in yogic philosophy, we forget so that we can remember. Why do we meditate? Stop meditating for a month and you'll know why you meditate. Go to Italy for 2 weeks and eat pasta, ice cream, and carbs. You'll come home and remember why you choose to eat whole, nourishing foods, right? And so it's like, I really love that you brought this up because you are meant to get thrown off track so that you can come back to like your sacred why of like why they both matter. And that's why I just love you so much, because you get to be the both and I know so deeply the swinging from pendulum to pendulum, like side to side, because it's like I've every relationship I've ever been in is like, why are you so black and white? Like I see it show up in my business too, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, softening into who I am. For one final question before we wrap up and close things, is what legacy do you hope to leave behind?
You're like, we're just gonna wrap up now with this massive question. I love
Yeah.
it. 30 minutes later. No, I'm just Yeah. No, I love that question. It's been a very big question in my life. And yeah, part of my story also is I've had like a number of different cancer scares and just a number of things that have caused me to get to a place where I've like meditated on death a lot. And I think death, like that meditation, it's like a Buddhist meditation, but it also causes you to think about your legacy because you're like, well, if I'm not here, what's left in the wake of my
Yeah.
life? And when I've meditated on that, what has come through is that I want people to, when I'm gone, I want the things that they say about me to be that I left a powerful impact on their life, that I reminded them to laugh, that I reminded them to be kind and to be gentle with themselves first and to be gentle with others as well, and to create their own life, you know, and to not live stuck in rules that they think they have to abide by, but to really let themselves lean in and look at life as a work of art and create what they want with it.
So beautiful. And yeah, when you get a death scare, you really do think about what's going to be left. Anyone that's listening, where can they run, find, follow you, and learn more about you, Kaylin?
Yeah, I love Instagram. You can find me on there. And I'll just spell it out quick because that's probably the easiest. It's KATELYNANNEMARIE underscore. You can also find my website is CaitlinAnneMarie.com. And my marketing agency is nurturedmarketingagency.com. Sorry, Nurtured Marketing was not available. But
Well,
I'll definitely say I am like a social butterfly. So if you follow me and you want to connect after this, just like send me a message and tell me that you found me through this amazing podcast from this beautiful human, because I will probably send you a voice memo screaming with excitement because I'm obsessed with Amber. And you want me screaming in your ear, you know?
I love that you say this, Caitlin. And also, I just realized at the beginning of this, I said Caitlin Marie. And I'm like, oh, see how we get to know each other more based upon our Instagram tags? I seen Caitlin and Marie. And it's like, no, it's Caitlin and Marie. So now I learned something new. And those listening, you will be able to go into the show notes, click easily to find her on Instagram, go check out her website. I am just so obsessed with this conversation with you. If you're not already following Caitlin, go find her. She is incredible. The Instagram content that she shares, it inspires me. Like me, I'm like messaging her in her ear, like, I'm obsessed with what you created. And there I go running to Pinterest and finding new ideas because of her content. And if you didn't already just feel like the warmth, the love, the nurturing energy she has here today. But cheers to you, I, together, us becoming limitless, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.